This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Astronauts Sunita Williams and Butch Wilmore of NASA have returned on Earth early this morning aboard a SpaceX Crew Dragon spacecraft. Their SpaceX capsule parachuted into the Gulf of Mexico, splashdown occurred off the coast of Tallahassee in the Florida Panhandle, bringing to an end the 9-month ordeal of the two astronauts. With this, the astronauts concluded their trip with their SpaceX's Crew 9, a routine International Space Station ISS staff rotation mission, alongside NASA's Nick Hague and Russian cosmonaut Alexander Gorbunov. Wilmore and Williams were on the International Space Station since June of last year, following the maiden crewed mission of the Boeing Starliner spacecraft, which encountered technical issues that rendered it unsuitable for their return journey. The two astronauts ended up spending 286 days in space, 278 days longer than anticipated. 4 crew 10 astronauts arrived at the ISS on Sunday, taking over duties of the space station. Earlier, Prime Minister Narendra Modi had wished strength and safe return to NASA astronaut Sunita Williams. In his letter, Prime Minister Modi also extended Ms. Williams an invitation to visit India after returning from space. President Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin have agreed to an immediate 30-day ceasefire on all energy infrastructure after the 90-minute call between them. Ukraine is yet to agree or respond to the limited energy ceasefire offer. But the Russian president is resistant to a fuller ceasefire. The Kremlin said a number of significant points were raised on the issue in the 90-minute call. Fresh Ukraine peace talks will also begin in the Middle East immediately, the White House said. Poland's Deputy Foreign Minister and Secretary of State, Władysław Teofil Bartoszewski, said Prime Minister Narendra Modi played a key role in persuading Russian President Vladimir Putin not to use tactical nuclear weapons in the ongoing Russia-Ukraine conflict. Speaking to the media, Mr. Bartoszewski acknowledged Prime Minister Modi's efforts, highlighting India's role as a key mediator in global peace efforts.
We are very grateful for India's involvement. We are very happy that Prime Minister Modi is doing that. We appreciate the fact that Prime Minister Modi did persuade Mr. Putin not to try to use tactical nuclear weapons. He made a call to President Putin, and we also want peace.
Mr. Bartoszewski also praised India's multiple successful evacuation and humanitarian aid missions, emphasizing that operations like Operation Ganga, Operation Devi Shakti and Operation Kaveri demonstrated the country's commitment to global stability. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar yesterday met British NSA Jonathan Powell and exchanged views on bilateral, regional and global security issues. Jaishankar also had a bilateral meeting with the host of his counterparts from various countries including Nepal, Thailand, Luxembourg, Latvia and Maldives among others. The minister shared the updates on his meeting in a series of posts on X. Among his other engagements, Dr. Jaishankar also met Rafael Mariano Grossi, Director General of International Atomic Energy Agency IAEA. Jaishankar, in a separate post, said that he met his Nepalese counterpart, Arzu Rana Dioba, and discussed the various facets of our bilateral cooperation. The 3-day Raisina Dialogue, India's premier conference on geopolitics and geoeconomics, began in the national capital on Monday. The External Affairs Ministry has said that Pakistan's active promotion and sponsorship of cross-border terrorism is the biggest roadblock to peace and security in Jammu and Kashmir. In a response to media queries on the comments made by Pakistan, MEA spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that instead of spreading lies, Pakistan should vacate Indian territory under its illegal and forcible occupation. The Election Commission has said that it will soon initiate the technical consultations with regard to linking a voter ID with Aadhaar. The technical consultations will take place between UIDAI and experts of the Election Commission. This decision was taken during the meeting held by Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar with the secretaries from the Home Ministry, the Legislative Department and the CEO of UIDAI in New Delhi. Khelo India Para Games 2025 has launched its anthem, mascot and logo in the presence of Minister for Youth Affairs and Sports Dr. Mansukh Mandavia yesterday in New Delhi. The Para Games are going to be held from 20th of this month till 27th March in the National Capital. And that is the end of this news bulletin.